his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronim Miraz Hashiachu Inishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, the schus Moshe Gabriel Ben Yehudis, the schus Shein Lochana Bas Malka, the schus Inishmas Rab David Ben Shmuel, the schus Rab Yosef Tzvi Ben Maris Hanna Miriam, should have Brias Hashlema. We're going to be discussing the Inyan of Shvisis Behema on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, based on Torah that I received from Moravi Rabbi Agon Evi Chaimer Harwitz Shlita. Parshas Yisro, the Torah tells us, V'yom HaShvi Shabbos HaShem Elokecha, V'lasa Kom Lacha Tov In Chovitecha, Avtecha V'amuz Chovitecha, V'gercha Asher B'sharecha. So you have this mitzvah here of resting on Shabbos, you and your children, and your slaves and your animals. Everybody should be resting on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's a mitzvah slosa essay and a mitzvah essay of tishbos and a losa essay not to do malacha, and there's a machlokas if a woman is mitzvah on tishbos on the mitzvah essay of resting or no. Maybe it's in the mitzvah shizman grama, women are pater. Das tells us v'kedushin that women are nashim pturos mi mitzvahs shvisan Shabbos, of resting on Shabbos. The Ramban in his Chedushim writes that if there's a los essay and an essay together with an essay, then if since they're chayiv in the los essay, they're also chayiv in the essay. So women are chayiv in the los essay of not doing malachas, they also get the essay of resting on Shabbos. The Ran writes in Kiddushin, Daf Yadalad Amid Beis, Midat Be'arif, that on Shabbos and Yontif, we don't need a pasuk to be mechayiv women in the assay, because the lav and the assay are all b'shev v'altase, and we can't be mechalik between the two. So here you have it, that we have the opinion of Tosis that women are pater, and you have the opinion of the Ramban, the women are chayavos, because they're chayavos in the assay, and the losa say, they're chayavos in the assay, and the Ran, that they're both the we don't need a pasuk mechayev women in the assay, because even the assay is b'shev al tase, just like the los assay. So b'pshuto, this would appear that this is all the gabe mitzvah shvisa b'shabbos, but mitzvah shvisa behemta, that's her resting. What about her animal resting there? There's no los assay, there's just a mitzvah assay. There's no los assay about one's animal resting on Shabbos. When an animal doesn't rest on Shabbos, then one is not over and a los assay. So then the question would be, what is the status of women vis-a-vis this question of Shvisis Behemto on Shabbos, Shvisis Behemto on Shabbos, and also the Inyan Shvisis Avdo, Beno, Vita, that's said in the Pasuk. So are women Mitzubos in that? The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Beis, Besof HaMitzvah, and the Tiferes Yisrael, Perakei Mesech HaShabbos, Os Beis, proof from an open Mishnah, Sof Perakei de Shabbos. It says that the Parah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would go out with a Ritzua Shevein Kroneh Shalav Ritzon Chachamim, with this strap between its horns. And it was Shalob Ritzon Chachamim. He holds that the Chachamim hold that it's Aser because it's extra Nishmira, unnecessary Shmira, and it's a burden. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Nadalad Amr Aleph that it wasn't his para, it belonged to his neighbor. And since he didn't protest, Nikres Al Shmo, it's called after his name. So you see that the Shechina was Mitzuvah al Shvisas Behemta. He should have protested. And you see that women are Mitzuvah al Shvisas Behemta, and it's Muchach, therefore, that women are Chayavos. That women are Chayavos in Shvisas Behema, making sure their animals rest, their animals don't do work on Shabbos. And you can't say that it's the Rabbanan, and that's why there was a Hakpada, because who says that women are chayavos and mitzvah seseh shizman grama de Rabbanans? Generally, women are paturas also from mitzvah shaman grama derabbanan. However, the minchas chinuch in mitzvah tzadi aleph writes b'das chinuch that bikurim is a mitzvah sesei shaman grama. V'im kol zeh nashim chayavas ba midrabanan. Al kopanim, if the Gemara means Doraisa, if the Gemara means Doraisa, then women are chayavas b'shvisas behima midoraisa. Taras Chesed and Arachayim and Simon Lamed Gimel Osevav is Docha the Raya that women are Chayavas and Shvisas Behem from this Gemara, because we can say that a woman is not Chayav and Shvisas Behemta. Nevertheless, it's also because of Uvdin Dechol. That's why it's also, not because of Shvisas Behem, because of Uvdin Dechol. And he's Mitzayim to Rabbi Kiveg, to the Magen Avram, excuse me, who explains the Mechaber and Arachayim Tov Tzadi Hei, Sha'asa Lahotzi Masa al Behemah B'yomtif. Because of the Magen Avram Sham, Sif Katan Hei. Because of Uvdin Dechol. So it's an Uvdin Dechol problem, it's not a Shvisas Behema problem. However, this Tzushtel is very difficult to understand. Because there it's talking about a burden, L'hosi Masa, there it's a burden. But a Ritzua, which is L'shmiris HaBehema, V'prat K'shi L'noi, this is an Uvdin Dechol. So to say it's Uvdin Dechol is difficult, and to bring a Raya from L'hosi Masa ala Behema, Shver. Because the Hotzi Masa, that's Uvdin Dechol. But Ritzua, which is for Shmira, and especially if it's Lanoi, so that doesn't look like Uvdin Dechol. So this is a difficult Taras Chesed. Now, B'tama Dava L'chayv Nasha Mitzvah Shvisas Behema, we find in the Achronim three Biurim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chuvis, Lisas, Emin Pei, V'kosfa Nami B'kitzer, V'gilion Lim Shnayis, Shabbos, Perakei Mishnah Aleph, Fisfaras Haran, Mereish Perakol Kisvei, that Nashim are Chayavas Balecha Mishnah B'Shabbos, Gervad Barabba learns in Brachas that women are Chayav in Kiddush Yom Dvar Torah, because says Shamar Zachor, if they're Chayav in Shamar, they're also Chayav in Zachor. Women who are Chayav in Mitzvah say of Shabbos are Chayav also in Kiddush, and for this reason they're also Chayav in Lecha Mishnah, because Zachor includes all the Chiyuvei Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that according to this, Zachor is not just Mitzvah of owning V'Kovet Shabbos, rather, Kol Mitzvah Sesei to Shabbos, Shein Lem Losa Sesei, like Shvisas Behema. Also included in Zachor. Well, if he's there, she's also going to be Chayiv in Shvisas Avda, Ubina, Ubita. If he's there, she's also Chayiv in this resting of her Eved and her son and daughter. Why? Because it's included in Zachor, and Zachor is equated to Shamor. So just like women are Chayiv in Shamor, they're also Chayiv in Zachor. And Zachor isn't only Kiddush, Zachor is also Lecha Mishnah. And Zachor is also, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Zachor is also all the essays, Shvisas Behemah, as long as the Nolos say it's included in Zachor. However, it's a little difficult according to this. Why did the Rani Kedushin have to say women are Chayavas in Mitzvah Seseh of Tishbos and Shabbos and Yamtiv? Because they have a Los Seseh. Women are Chayavas and Tishbos and Shabbos and Yamtiv because there's also a Los Aseh. And you can't be over in the Aseh without being over in the Los Aseh. He says you don't need a Pasuk to be Mechayav in the Aseh's. Because both the Aseh and the Losa say are both Sheval Tasa, you can't distinguish between the two. It's telling you to not to do anything, so that includes the Asay and the Losa say. So if they're Chayv in the Losa say, they're also Chayv in the Asay. So why does the Ran have to say that? We could say Balav Hachi. They're Chayv because Yeshno B'Shamor, and also Yeshno B'Zachor. And that's why they're Chayv in the Asay, not because you can't distinguish between the Asay and the Losa say, because of Tishbos, and because of between Tishbos and the Los Asseis, but rather because women are chayiv and asseis because of Zachor and Shamor, because of that Hekesh. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger learns out from the Ran himself in Shabbos. He learns this from the Ran. So if that's the way the Ran really holds, because he learns from the Ran that women are chayavas in Lechem Mishnah b'Shabbos, that they're also chayavas in the other essays. So if that's the vort that women are chayav in essays, then why does the Ran have to say they're chayav in essays? Because the, both the essay and the Sheva say the Lot says they're b'Sheva Altas, and you can't distinguish between the two. Say they're chayav in the essay because of Zachor b'Shamor. Kopanim Medivrei Rabbi Akiva Eger Igel Amelof Milsa Chadito. We can learn a Davar Chadash. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the reason Nashim Chayavas B'Shvisis Behemtam Hainu Mishum Akesha D'Zachor V'Shamor Fiza Nirabez Hashem Yisbarach. That according to Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, very, very famous tshuva in Kamasim and Aleph and Yontov, there's no Hekesh. Of course, Yeshna B'Shamor, Yeshna B'Zachor. For this reason, women who don't say Yalav V'Yavu and Birchas Amazon don't have to bench again, because they're not chayiv in the essay of Yom Tov, only the Los Asseis. So according to this, women are going to be pater from Shvisis Behemta on Yom Tov, because there's no hekesh on Yom Tov of Zachor V'Shamor, only on Shabbos. And Yantif, they're talking about going to be pater from the Zachors. They're going to be pater from the Asseis. So there's no Shvisis Behemta and Behema and Yantif. There's no difference in Yantif and Shabbos except for Echel Nefesh. Fekwe Biki Veger. Das HaKalbo. Das HaKolbo. That on Yantif, one isn't Mitzuv al Shvisis Behemta. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that Shvisis Behemta? Ain ben yontov l'shabbos el ochel nefesh shvisis behemta. Why only ochel nefesh? And the kolbo blabs with the kasha. How Rabbi Kiva blabs with the kasha and the kolbo? If he's right that there's no shvisis behemah on yontov, then the Mishnah should have said ain ben shabbos l'yontov el ochel nefesh shvisis behemta. But there is shvisis behemta on yontov. That was Rabbi Kiva's kasha. But based on what we said, even if we say kedas marana beis Yosef baruchaim simitav tzadihei, that a man is chayiv in Shvisis Behemta on Yantif, we still have a kasha. What's the kasha? Since women are chayiv on Shabbos in Shvisis Behemta, not in Yantif, that's what it should have said in the Mishnah. It should have said in the Mishnah, Ein ben Yantif l'Shabbos, el ochel nefesh, and Shvisis Behemta, that men are chayiv and women aren't. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, women don't have to do Shvisis Behemta on Yantif, because there's no Zachor v'Shamor. They're no hekesh, that if they're chayiv in the Los Asseis, they're chayiv in the Asseis. So why doesn't the Mishnah note that difference, unless you say, Pashit, that the Mishnah wasn't talking about the differences between men and women. It was talking about just the differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not to distinguish in Shabbos and Yom Tov between men and women. Okay, so Mir Tashem. This is just the beginning. In the next year, we have some delicious goodies waiting for you. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.